1250 AM The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Toby Altizer. And we are here in the Lakeland University studios. Lakeland University, if your son or daughter looking to play collegiately, go to LakelandMuskies.com for more info. I had a brother who played soccer for the Muskies. It was a great day to be a Muskie. Four boys. We all played soccer in high school. One of us played in college. Oh, no, I played in college. Intramurals. On like a basketball court. But I still technically played. I also reffed intramurals. That was one of my college jobs. But that was on Sundays, and I had to do it during Packer games. Was not worth it. I missed Packer games to make, I think, $6.25 an hour to ref intramural soccer games. It was stupid. But that's the value. I learned the value of a dollar. And a dollar does not go that far at the ballpark these days. I bring this up not just to say, hey, who wants to complain about money? But the MLB Fan Index is out. The MLB Fan Cost Index is out. This has been produced every year by the highly popular and well-known Team Marketing Report. They've been doing this since 1991. The average, so what it does is a family of four going to a game, including parking and tickets and food and whatever. What's the average cost of that? What's the average cost? Of course, there are some people that blow this out of the water because they sit in the finest seats and they sit in the luxury box and they buy 19 beers or whatever the hell it was that Tim Shea said on Saturday. He went and tried one of everything. And had a very tough Sunday afternoon. So, you know, he's going to be on the high side. There's also ways to go very affordably. The ballpark pass, $38 a month. You can go to every home game.
I know. I've considered that.
That's cool.
That's sweet.
Because you could get into every game, and then technically you don't, like, have a seat.
Well, there's different ones.
Oh, yeah. You can actually sit somewhere.
And it's not actually, like, the difference between the standing room only to having at least an option of getting a seat, it's only like $3 or $4 more a month. So I think it's almost worth to go that second tier.
Yeah, then you get a nice seat, but then you still slink down a little bit.
Yeah.
Who cares? Excuse me. Did you hear that on air?
Yes.
What was that?
I have no idea.
I'm actually morphing into a reptile. That's what that was. That was like a Komodo dragon noise.
Is that heat lamp?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what was happening. So obviously when I talk about this, focus on average, please. There are, well, Bart, I know a way that I could get it for $5. Congratulations. I'm referencing the fan cost index. Average price for a family of four to get tickets and park and have some concessions. Maybe a beer for the dad. Maybe a wine spritzer for the dad. Maybe a Long Island for the dad. Maybe another beer for the dad. Maybe a water for the mom. You know what I'm saying. So for the of all across baseball, to take a family of four to a game, tickets, parking, concessions. Toby, what do you think the average price might be?
Family of four.
Yeah. Parking, tickets.
Let's see. So parking is usually around $25.
Okay.
Tickets, we'll say those cost about 20 each.
Okay.
So let's see, that's around 105. Let's say they're probably highballing it here. Average, let's go 250.
Yeah. Average is about 250 for all of baseball. It's 250, 641.
Wow, that was actually a really good guess.
Now, some teams are more expensive to see. The Red Sox, the fan cost index is going to be 385 for a family of four. The Cubs, 364. The Astros, Yankees in the 350 range. Some are way less. The most affordable ballpark to go to is Arizona, $150. Tickets. The Rays is like 190. I think they still have free parking.
They probably pay.
When I was there last, they had free parking. They have a huge lot, free parking, to encourage people to actually buy tickets. The Brewers come just under the average at 251, 88 for a family of four. Now, this matters to me because that's one thing that we want to do this summer is go to a Brewer game. Now, we got a family of three, okay? But my kid's going to be around three at the time. So it's going to be his first time at a ballpark. I want to take him. You know, I need good seats, right? I have to kind of pay up for this, right? I'm not taking my kid to a ballpark for the first time and making him sit in the 400s.
Why not?
I can't be cheap on this. I need him to sit close.
No.
Yes. He's not going to pay attention in the 400s.
He's not going to pay attention in the 100s any more than he will, maybe just a little bit more than he would in the 400s.
But the closer it is to him, the more he'll enjoy it. He doesn't need to see how the infield's shifting.
Yeah, he does. We need to get him started early.
Where the outfielders are shaded.
We need to get him already researching on Baseball Savant, all these things.
And also, the problem is, baseball's kind of boring sometimes.
I said, Dad, did you see that cutter?
baseball's kind of boring, so he's going to need action. So I want,
Then go get something to eat during the Brewers half of the inning when they're hitting.
Hi-yo! Yow! I want good seats. So I'm going to need, field, infield, box, I think is what I want. Those are $80 each. Now, if he's under three, do I get him in free? But no, I want a seat for him. I have to pay. Aye, aye, aye. So that's $240. Look at that. $240 if we get it for $80. Probably add some taxes and stuff to that. So that's $20. $260. Let's throw in parking on the weekends is $40. I'm going to park close. I ain't walking from the Molitor lot all the way to the stadium. Let's see. He'll want some food. My wife will want some food. I want some food. Let's go $50. I'll probably buy him some stupid toy. It's another $10. And then, Barty's got a drink. I'd probably put around $400. $400. I mean, I might as well just go to Disney.
Holy smokes.
Well, if I want to do it right, $400.
Let's see. I went to...
No, I could go to a game today. I understand. I can go to a game today where you can bring in your own food and you can get really cheap tickets and you can enjoy a baseball game for $20. Less.
Well, let me see. If you say you're going to spend $400, how much did I spend over last weekend? Because I think I spent, let's say, $40 on parking. I spent about $50 on tickets, so that's $90. And then I bought a brat.
For each game?
No, just one.
Okay, so that's $100?
Yeah, it's about $100, I think, I spent.
Okay, so...
And that's two games, so about, let's say, $50 a piece. And so, yeah, I mean, it's right about $200 for four people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not too bad. Like, there are different ways you can do it and still find reasonable things. It's just, it depends upon what kind of experience you want. And if you're insistent on sitting down there on the lower level, then it's probably going to cost you a little bit.
Yeah, I'm actually, I have Mark Antanasio's phone number. I text him to see if he'll give me his owner's tickets.
Yeah, and what'd he say?
It said, this number is blocked.
Did you see that front row Amy, you can buy her seats on her website?
She's still a thing, huh?
Yeah. She retweeted me a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you were pretty proud of that?
I mean, whatever.
Front row Amy's a nobody.
Well, you're not a nobody if people know who you are.
Why do they know who front row Amy is?
Because she sits in the front row.
And?
She's got a front row seat.
Toby, half this world has cleavage. No, it doesn't make her special. Okay. Now, the doorman, that's a guy. The doorman sits at the visitor's box, and he tells those guys to sit down. That's a guy. Front row Amy. Phillip's in Waukesha. What's up, Phillip?
Yeah, hey, guys. Hey, I just wanted to call in. I'm talking about I took my son to the – we went to the Nationals game on Saturday.
How old is he?
We got our, yeah, he's 18.
Oh, okay.
But if you don't go to a lot of ball games and you go maybe a few, get the good seats. We got three rows up from the Washington National dugout for $38 a piece. And now it's kind of funny though, because the front row was $100 a piece. So it was only a difference of a couple rows, and we saved, you know, like, you know, $50 a ticket. And then the parking's 20 for general admission. It's 40 for preferred.
Well, yeah, I'm a snob when I go to these games.
Yeah, but you got to, you know, you got to go where you can see the guys, you can hear them talk, and then, you know, it's a different experience when you do sit up front. I mean, you can, of course, you know, get the upper deck seats and you know, for, you know, less money, but it's a different ball game when you're, you know, 8 feet away from the field. And then the kids, of course, the kids like it a lot better too. Instead of saying, you know, hey, Dad, you're trying to be cheap and stuff like that, but they'll definitely be more into the game. You can hear these guys talking, you know, the players and the coaches and stuff like that. So that's kind of how it was. But you can get decent seats for, you know, like for around, you know, $40 when you sit down that close. So if you can do it, you know, that's the best thing to do, I think.
Yeah, that's a good thought, Philip. Thanks for the call. The other thing is, if my son's this young, I might as well, I mean, does it need to be a Brewer game? Why don't I just take him to a Milkmen game? Isn't that why they're there? He can still see close. That accomplishes what I'm kind of looking for, watch a game with the son. There's still some other things to do at the Milkmen game. I did kind of want him to see, like, wow, we're at this giant stadium. But the Milkmen stadium, I mean, we walk by a little park on the way home from daycare. That probably looks big. Tell me, he's a little tiny guy. So maybe I just do that. I'm not going to this game. And plus, if I go to this game, I'm going to pay for these seats. And how long am I going to sit in these seats? I might as well just buy the cheap ones and then go to the game late and then try to, like, stock out some seats that have not been taken. That's what I might as well do. And then, of course, I'll get the one. The ushers have been pretty lax, but of course I'll get the one guy who, you know, this is his profession. I will not let any person sit in a non-ticketed seat at any time as if they get a cut of the ticket sales or something. So maybe I just do a Milkmen game. Or maybe I don't go. Maybe I just play baseball with him in the backyard.
Yeah, maybe that's the better idea.
Yeah. Maybe I just make my wife watch him for a day, and I go by myself and drink Long Islands.
We going to a game?
You and me?
Yeah.
If you're buying. The other fan indexes, so it's interesting to see, because all this cost that we're talking about, it's put together by, God, what was the name of the company again? Who cares? It was like marketing.com. It was like so generic. The fan cost index. A family of four to park to go to the game with the tickets. For Packer games, Packers are one of the more expensive teams in the league. $652, family of four. Parking, tickets, concessions, and I think they throw in like some memorabilia or something. The highest is the Raiders at $778. The lowest is the Bengals at $437. As far as the NBA, I know a lot of people are upset. The Bucks season ticket prices have gone eer again. That means up. $478 is the average for a Bucks game. $478 is the average for a Bucks game. Family of four, $478. The lowest is the Hornets at $237, and the highest is the Knicks at $936 for a family of four to go to a Knicks game, according to the fan cost index. Again, this is the average. I know there are ways to do it cheaper. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about what the average is. I understand that you can sneak into the ballpark, maybe. Congratulations if you found that way out. I'm just talking about the average. Ron's in Rome. What's up, Ron?
Hey, you know, you're thinking too much and analyzing too much. I took my grandson to a Brewers game when he was 2.5. Yeah, he lasted about 3 innings. It was probably in a 200 section. I don't think it would have made a difference what section we were in. When I had a 9-pack to the Brewers back in the Prince Fielder days, I had the upper deck, but we would get the front row, and I actually liked those seats better than a 200 seat. You could see the whole stadium, and it's really good. But no matter where you sit, he's only going to be good for 3 innings. So my tip is when you walk around and you go, they have like a little playground for kids there. They have to have socks on, which I don't have a problem with, but I didn't have them because he was wearing sandals. So I said, well, where am I supposed to get socks? And I said, well, go to the souvenir shop. So I thought they'd have like dollar or two socks for the kids to play in the playground. No, you need to buy Brewer socks for $20. So if you go, bring socks for your kid.
You know, I did scope out that playground, too, on that first level. Yeah, I think he might be a little small for the things they have there. He could do the slide, but they've got, like, a throw the ball. He ain't throwing no ball.
Well, I don't remember the stuff there.
Although he does, I want to say about my son, he's got a good arm. Kid can throw.
But and then the other thing is, yeah, I do think he won't know the difference if you took him to a minor league game, like in Beloit or Appleton. The new stadium in Beloit's beautiful, and all the seats are close, but they won't be as much, you know, you can't walk around and see as much like at the AmFam.
Well, one problem with that is I'll never go to Beloit on purpose.
I like Beloit, but that's a whole other story. Mm. Beloit, you know what, my wife has been working in Beloit for the last 5 years. They are getting a ton of new businesses there. There's a lot of construction. It's a good city. And the stadium is probably the best minor league stadium I've ever seen.
Hmm. Well, you know, I would have gone there if Kyler Murray would have played there.
Well, the only bad thing is they changed the name from the Snappers to, I think, to the Flying Carp, which I don't, you know, maybe their rationale was good that carp always come home, but carp has a bad connotation.
Oh,
so
stupid.
So just make believe you're watching the Snappers.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the advice, Ron.
All right. Bye.
How about that, Ron? That's the 8 o'clock hour of the Bart Winkler Show. How can I best take my son to a game? 414-799-1250. I always get mad when people are on, like, Facebook and they're like, what's the best way to do this? Go. What's the best brunch in Milwaukee on a Sunday? Looking for brunch idea. Hey, Milwaukee peeps. Where's the best place? Where's the best park? Go. Essentially, I'm doing that. Oh, well, Matt's in the falls. What's up, Matt?
Bart, are you insane?
I don't know.
I have a kid that's a little bit older than yours, I think.
How does someone answer that? If I say yes, I'm insane. If I say no, I'm probably still insane.
Well, that's fair, but that's irrelevant right now. If you spend $400 to take a 2-year-old or whatever to a Brewers game, then I might come to the station and slap you myself.
Well, when you slap me, make sure you have $300 bills attached to your face so they stick on mine.
I might do that, but the kid is not going to, like the guy said, you're going to last 2 innings.
I know.
The kid's not going to eat whatever you buy him. He's going to be crawling around on the floor picking up gum and peanut shells from the people behind you. Like, please don't do this, Bart.
I think this has helped me. I think I've decided here I'm going to go see the milkman.
There you go.
Yep.
Save $392.
I'm going to go see the milkman.
All right, that's all I got. I want to help.
And I could probably grease him for free tickets.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'll be like, hey, I'll go to a game and do a couple tweets. Give me some tickets.
Just walk up to the box office and say, do you know who I am?
And they'll say, Toby?
No, they'll say, yeah, Mike Budenholzer, here are your tickets.
Oh, you don't need a mic drop on me. The Sean O'Connell. What's up?
I agree, especially with Ron from Rome. I mean, that guy, anytime that guy gives you advice, you should at least give him the benefit of the doubt and try it once, because that is pretty much exactly what I did. I took my son to a Madison Mallards game on the cheap when he was very young. He lasted 3 innings. He had fun those 3 innings, but then when it was time to leave and, you know, I didn't feel like I was out anything. And then when he was 6, I took him to his first Brewer game. We went on a Sunday, and this is also, we went with the 400 level tickets because, and I was able to get my veterans discount on a Sunday. You can get four free 400 level tickets if you have a veteran identification. So shout out to veterans. And the nice lady gave us seats by the kids' playground. I don't know if it's still there because this was 2016. And so we'd do like two or three innings. He'd run around, do the slides and whatnot. We'd come back, have some ice cream. He'd run, and then another three innings, he'd go back, hit the slides and whatnot. And it was a really good time. And then because it was a Sunday, he got to run the bases.
Ooh.
Which, oh, that was, yes, exactly. And, you know, I got a, took a picture. We got a ticket stub. It was still back when you got a ticket stub and a picture of him stepping on home plate. And it's on our living room wall to this day. So that's, and the 400 level tickets, he, when he was in the seat, he was like, "Daddy, I can see the whole field. This is awesome." So just take that for what it's worth. I felt like 400, as he gets older, we do have to start to sit closer and be more engaged and hear the players talk. But at six, my son anyway, the value of being able to see the full field from above, taking the whole spectacle of the enormity of the stadium and being able to go to the playground was fantastic, and then running bases, forget about it. He loved it.
Oh, I think I figured out what I'm going to do here.
Yeah, cool.
We're going to do Milkmen this summer, okay? And then I'm going to wait until he's a little older, and I will take him to either a Sunday game, or I'll take him to one of the midweek games, which I like going to, because yeah, there's not, I mean, it's like half capacity anytime, and I'll get good seats. And I think during the weekday day games, they have like senior citizen discounts. And I'll just lie on the website and get advantage. I've done that before. I'll do it again.
That a boy.
Yeah.
Love to hear it. Love all to right. hear it. Take care.
Thanks, buddy. The Sean O'Connell. Yeah, sometimes if I've learned this. There's a box that's you click it. This might have changed, but the last time I did this, it says, "Are you a senior?" I click yes. And then my tickets are half off. There's no, just do it. Oh, you're stealing from the Brewers. Well, what are they going to do with that money? Not get Chris Bryant? It's either that or I don't go. So it's free money for them. That's how I think about it. Adam's in Waukesha. What's up, Adam?
What's up, Art? Listen, I only call for the important things like second night of draft night when you and Toby are sitting there and I have to tell you that I like Tim Shea's rendition of Scrub Dub.
Yeah.
But this time, man, you got to take your kid. Got to tell you, got to do it.
Wait, to a Brewer game?
Yeah, you got to do it.
For $400?
Yep.
I got to wait a little bit.
No.
Well, because I want to take him to Disney. One thing I really want to do is take him to Disney, but I'm not doing it now. I got to do it when he's going to remember it. He's not going to remember this Brewer game.
Not for him, man. It's for you.
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
I will tell you, we were at a park, and next to a park, this was a couple weeks ago, and there was a high school game going on. So I got him to watch an inning with me, and it was a very nice moment of dad-son bonding.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. The 400's not for him. It's for you. I'm going to tell you, like, same situation, right? One kid, took him about, you know, 3.5 years old, 4, and he had a great time throwing peanut shells on the ground. But, I mean, yeah, that's a dad-son moment, so.
Well, I like that. Thanks, Adam.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I will not sit, however, ever in the 400s again. I don't care if it's with my kid or not. That place is not of this earth. The 400s is, I don't know what's going on there. You got high school kids, like, soft making out with each other on the railings. It's really weird. And then they're just like groups of, it's not, I don't want to ever want to be up there again. Ever. I wouldn't mind if they just removed it. Sam's in Oak Creek.
Hey, Bart, how's it going, brother?
Oh, it's going good, brother.
Nice. Hey, first-time caller, long-time listener, love the program. You guys do a great job. Hey, I'm just giving you a call to let you know it can be done, okay? I got a 2-year-old. He just turned 2, and my father-in-law got us tickets the other day, last week against the Nationals, 7-0. And wifey told me, she had a long day. She said, "Hey, listen, you can go. You got to take your son." And I was like, oh, this could go one of two ways, because he's going through a tantrum phase right now. I'm sure you can relate to me in that regard.
Oh, can I ever?
Oh my gosh, he's going through this tantrum phase right now, and I'm like,
and he's going. Right, I'm going through a phase too, where I'm letting him walk all over me.
Yeah, he's the boss in our home right now too, just because of the fact that we're not sleeping. But hey, that's for a different time. So I'm thinking maybe we'll get through three or four innings, and I'll carry him out crying over my shoulder. I'm telling you, man, we got through nine innings of that game. He was incredible. He loved it. I have a feeling that there might be a little nugget of memory in there for this awesome moment we had. The worst part of it was when Tyrone Taylor hit a home run. We're all celebrating. I turn around. He's leaning over the seat behind us, sipping out of someone's Coke. They didn't even realize because they were cheering for the home run. I didn't say anything. We moved on. It was a great time.
Man, I'm glad that it worked out, dude.
Yeah, so just something to consider.
Okay, all right. Lots of good suggestions here, Sam. Hey, first-time caller, too. Let me properly welcome you to the caller family. As Chuck would say, don't be a foreigner to the show. Thank you, Sam. Dustin, we're seeing. Go ahead, Toby. Dustin, hang on.
I tell you what, Sam better not let his kid drink out of my Coke again.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, the Nationals played a close game last night.
They won, too.
You said they never do.
1-0.
Yeah, I'm pissed. I have the Dodgers in my survivor. Come on, man. They play again tonight, right?
I don't know if they play them again.
Oh, this is maybe a different series. Dustin's in Racine. What's up, Dustin?
Congratulations on the win, Toby. I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We got a full breakdown coming up at 9 o'clock.
Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait. I was listening to the Ryan Russillo podcast, and he had a emailer chime in. And I think this is the move. Although I went last Saturday, I paid like $25 because I got a ticket at like 6 o'clock. I sat in 111, like row 8 or something, for $25. So if you get tickets like right before the game, they tend to be cheaper if you go to like Best Deal or whatever. But in the email, the guy bought two like of the cheapest tickets you could find. And then he went into the game and looked on StubHub and looked for like the best seats available that weren't bought yet. And he just went and sat in those seats.
Oh, that's a good play.
That is the move, I think. And then if someone, you know, comes in late, like they bought the tickets, they're like, oh, I don't know. Play dumb.
Dude, but there's nothing worse than when you have seats and someone's in them and you're like,
yeah,
you're like, these are my seats, and they're always like, well, it says right here,
and it's a horrible feeling being that guy too. But I think if you go in late enough and you look at StubHub and see what's available, you can just go down and steal whatever seat you want.
Okay,
so I think that's the move. I also I got one of those prepared brats you were talking about last week?
Yeah.
I got the chorizo breakfast sandwich. Not very great.
Oh, it didn't work for you?
It just didn't have a lot of flavor. Like, everything was
fresh. I had the ultimate brat, and the bun was good. It tasted good.
I don't know. The breakfast sandwich is subpar. I think it was like $14, but I'd rather just get a regular brat and dress it myself. So.
Okay.
But that's all I have. I just want to give you that little tip.
All right, Dustin. Good insight.
All right, have a good one.
See ya, buddy. Dustin in Racine. How about Tony in Texas?
All right, Bart, I got the play for you here. The best bargain in Milwaukee County. Growing up, I loved this. These guys were larger-than-life heroes to me. Bar League softball. You got to get on a softball team and just get in the hitting machine and play on a team with Sammy Schmitz or someone. Your kid will love it. This isn't even shtick. Just watching these guys hit these home runs, and there's no downtime. There's no, like, wild pitches or anything like that. And then it's just a good time. You're watching your dad play softball.
God, you're right. You're right.
And then after the game, you guys go out and go to the local tavern and have a pizza.
Tony, you're right. My dad played Bar League softball when I was growing up, and I thought he was, like, a pro. I thought he was a pro. And then they made me the manager. I must have been 4 or 5 years old. I still have the jersey.
Yeah.
I wore 19 because of Robin Yount, who was my favorite. I actually am wearing a Robin Yount shirt as we speak today, which you can get at my link at Homage, although I don't know my link anymore, but Maybe I tweeted about it 2 years ago. But, yeah, and I thought my dad was a pro, and I got to be the little guy manager guy.
Yeah, you make him the bat boy.
One problem is I am historically bad at anything baseball. The last time I played in a softball game, I struck out twice. I was a fill-in, and then they made me come back the next week to watch because if you strike out, it's a 30-pack. So I had to come to the game next week, and I had to buy 60 beers.
Well, you and Toby get your asses in the hitting machine and get on a team. I think it'd be awesome.
I'm already on a team.
Yeah, what?
Oh, you are, Toby?
Yes.
Oh, I apologize.
Shouldn't we have like an Odyssey team?
I was 2 for 3 the other night with a double, my first ever extra base hit because I suck at hitting.
Well, I'll come up there and be a ringer if you guys ever need a shortstop.
Would it be the same instead of softball if it was kickball?
No.
Hmm.
No. There's not this. Maybe.
I do miss my kickball days. We haven't done our kickball league in years. Everybody started having kids and moved away. And God, you know, it's that old thing. How do you know what the good old days are when you're in them?
Yeah, that's right. But you know what? This is why you connect, because you and I, we had the same experiences growing up. You know, the old man's playing softball. You're thinking this guy is like larger. You think he's Paul Molitor or Robin Yount. So that's pretty cool, man. I think you got to keep that tradition going.
I think kickball's the winner.
That's just because it's easier for you because you play.
Okay, so here's the deal. I've settled this. I am not going to a Brewer game. Not yet. I am no longer going to a Milkmen game unless they grease me some tickets. Okay? I am going to re-sign up for kickball, and I'm taking my son to the game. And then we're going to go have a pizza at Left's Lucky Town.
Well, that sounds like a plan. Good father-son bonding. Yeah, there you go, and you save a dollar.
And I save a dollar. But if I'm the MVP of the week, I get a free pizza.
Well, there you go. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm doing.
Problem solved.
Everybody, thanks for your help.
Glad I could help. Hell of an hour. Hell of a topic.
Hell of a topic. I pulled it out of the Sports Radio Playbook. Tomorrow on the show, Tony, what is your favorite piece of sports memorabilia? Get your calls in now.
Paul Imig, better watch out. He's getting getting played out of his hour here.
I know. All right, buddy.
All right, see you later. Bye.
All right, see you, Tony, in Texas. So there you go, Toby. We have done it. We have not only solved a problem that I had, but we have gotten through hour number 3. Two birds with one stone. Rami Makhlouf next.